So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And he will have a long career. He will score a lot of points. But you can find scores, man. I promise you, you can. You can. I mean, the Grizzlies fans wanted Marshawn Brooks to sign him to a 10-year deal. Okay, you can find scores. What you can't find are generational two-way 6'8" guys with 7-foot wingspans, you know, who can shoot as well and dribble. I mean, that's the part of it that you just don't find. So I think because of his defensive upside and his athleticism and his physicality, he's going to go number one. I just don't know how you tell your fans we're passing on that kid. So
I don't think anyone thinks Boozer. I mean, Boozer is clearly productive, and then people wonder how that's going to translate.
It's Peterson versus
DeBanza, right.
There are people who think Boozer's going to fall to as far as fifth, you know, and I could see it because he's kind of an undersized five, you know, and you know, if you're going to be a five man in the NBA, you know, you got to be 7-1 now.
Some ability to shoot. He has impressed people to the ups. He is more than people thought he was coming in. The skeptics thought he was. Don't you think?
Boozer, you're saying?
Boozer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's going to be a top five pick, but there are concerns, I would say, about what he is and where he'll have to play.
All right. Appreciate it, John. You're a 10 out of 10 to me.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're the band. Thanks.
We got Chris Harrington coming up next, then Sam Hardiman. It is the Jeff Calkins Show. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
It's Mr. Pitiful by Otis Redding. Otis died on this day in 1967. That song co-written with Steve Cropper, who obviously died recently.
All right, Grizzlies have the Jazz Friday, and they have the Clippers Monday. And these are the two games that they get back from the, because they did not advance in the cup. They could very well be 500 by Tuesday morning. If they do what they always do, which is beat teams worse than them, they will be 500 by Tuesday morning. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're not going to win every game this season against the team's losing record. I mean, these trends will get bucked at some point. So, you know, don't take anything for granted, especially at the Clippers.
Yeah.
I mean, they've beaten the Clippers twice. The Clippers got to be sick of losing to the Grizzlies, and they're going to be at home. And so I would assume the Clippers will probably be favored in that game. But we'll see.
Jaws giving out tickets today, that's nice. I don't think he's necessarily going to be there. They have in the past had those deals where they have the person. I remember standing next to Zeebo. He's given out tickets before. And there's a lot of 12s going on. They're playing 12-12, and we expect Ja to make his return. What? Like, do we expect it to be seamless? Do you have expectations? You're just going to watch it unfold, and what most concerns you about his return?
I mean, yeah, I'll just watch it unfold. I can't do anything about it,
right?
Sure, we're all witnesses.
Yes, we are.
I think he'll start. I mean, there have been games where he's come back from injury and not started. I assume he'll start, I assume his minutes will be somewhat limited. You hope at home against Utah, that won't matter. I don't know I got no idea whether it'll be seamless or not. We'll find out when the game happens. I think they have been playing well, but they have been playing well mostly against bad competition, and they've been playing well mostly because of their defense. And so I think there is a need for more dynamic playmaking on the team, and that's what John Brandt's supposed to be there for. And so we'll see how it goes. The last time he played, I thought he looked good in that game against Cleveland. Then he got hurt.
Yeah, last time he played, he did. Yeah, right. And then he got hurt. Yeah, and as you've pointed out before, particularly the focus on his relationship with Isolo, that seemed to be more of a in the moment. It didn't seem to be like, that's not something that I'm necessarily concerned about as he comes back. You're just concerned about how is he going to play, right? I mean, that's one of the things is he going to be settling? There's been a lot of narrative around or a lot of questions about how often he gets to the rim and all of that stuff. You wonder what his perspective or approach there is going to be.
Well, he clearly got tired of hearing about it, as he right. let it be known last time he was asked about that. You know, there's the question of what he's capable of doing and what he's willing to do, and that's sort of been a thing with him. I want to see him be dynamic. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to get to the rim and dunk over people all the time. It could mean just getting, watch how Cam Spencer plays. You know, I mean, Cam Spencer's been dynamic. He's not even getting to the rim. He is getting inside the 3-point line. He's making plays. I don't think Ja can rely on the 3-point shot. There's the whole, like, you know, if they're not guarding you, you got to shoot. And that's true sometimes. So that doesn't have to always be true. So I think I'd like to see him be assertive about getting into the teeth of the defense and making plays. That doesn't necessarily mean always scoring or always getting all the way to the rim, but with the floater, with the pass, running pick and roll with Edie, finding guys with cuts and finding guys at the rim, pushing the ball in transition, stuff like that. You know, be dynamic, get things moving.
And that gets, I'll wrap up with the last question that we didn't talk about from your mailbag. Matt Herdlicka asked, where, if you put Ja's contract aside, purely among looking at Ja among production and assuming good health, where is he as a point guard in the league? Where does he rank? And I mean, I don't know if you have that. You don't have the names in front of you. These players all ahead of him. Seven starting point guards ahead of him. Shea, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Cade Cunningham, Steph Curry, Luka, and Jamal Murray. That seems indisputable, right? Those are all better than Ja at this point.
Yeah. Right now, I mean, there's this question of sort of what – When he asked that question, do you mean like based on Ja's stats this season, or right. do you mean based on what you can reasonably expect him to be going forward? I think the spirit of the question was what you can reasonably right. expect for him going forward this season when he is back from injury. And I think it's hard to know what to reasonably expect at this point. And so I think those players have been so good that it's pretty clear. He's a lot to right. prove to earn himself back into that conversation.
Okay, so that's seven. And then you've got seven more where you say he's in this group, I guess. And that's James Harden, Josh Giddey, Darius Garland, Trae Young, LaMelo Ball, Amen Thompson, and De'Aaron Fox.
I think Thompson and Harden just made all NBA and he's still putting up big numbers. You can make the right. case for Harden. I think really, to me, Fox and Thompson to me are the head of that group right now. It's hard to say that John Grant's better than De'Aaron Fox until he gets on the court and plays better than De'Aaron Fox.
Right.
And I think, I mean, Thompson's a different kind of player, but when you look at what he does defensively on the boards and the totality of his play at that position. Yeah. And so I think Ja Morant should be ahead of a lot of those guys, though. And I think he could be ahead of a lot of those guys in short order when he gets back on the floor, but not if he's playing the way he did earlier, you know, most of the season. He was actually good early in the season, the very beginning of the season.
Right.
But then he hit that really, you know, he had that great game at Phoenix. He was very great on opening night against New Orleans. And he wasn't like, you know, dunking over people in those games either. If you watch those two games, that's a recipe for what Ja Morant should be now, this season. It wasn't the Ja Morant who's posterizing people, but it was the Ja Morant who was racking up assists, who was getting into the lane, who was hitting floaters, he was getting to the rim when he needed to, and, you know, putting up, you know, 25, 8, and 8 kind of stat lines or whatever without being the guy who was explosive at the rim.
It is interesting. If you literally – You just get him for the rest of this year. Take contract out of it. Would you rather have Ja on this team or Josh Giddey on this team? Just the rest of this year, no, leaving the contract totally aside, who would you rather have on this team?
I'd rather – I'll take my chances with Ja Morant there. I mean, I put Giddey on that list because he's putting up
– huge,
you know, his stat line is right. – his stat line's great. But that Bulls team, which got off to a good start, right, is now spiraled. Steadily sinking. And I don't know that – as good as Giddey is, I don't know if he's the lead ball handler on a good team. And Ja Morant has been the lead ball handler on a good team.
Are you watching? Are you interested in the Cup?
Yeah, I watched some of, you know, we were out and we got home and I watched a lot of the second half of the Orlando Miami game, and then I flipped over to something else. I was watching a movie, and I would have flipped back maybe to the Knicks Raptors, but it seemed like it wasn't really that competitive. So yeah, I'm interested. I'm not like glued to it the way I would be like, you know, if this were single elimination playoff basketball, because it's not, even though it is single elimination. But sure, I'm interested.
So it's Orlando. It'll be Orlando versus the Knicks on one side. And then tonight we have the Suns and the Thunder. I think we'll assume the Thunder win that one, although the Suns continue to frustrate me. And the Spurs and the Lakers, no Wemby. So we'll assume that the Lakers win that. If you like, I don't think the Lakers are going to be in the Western Conference Finals, but if you had Thunder, Lakers, Orlando, Knicks, that'd be a perfectly good Final Four in the for the entire league.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Lakers might still be the highest profile team in basketball. Thunder are the defending champs and the best team in the league. The Knicks are the biggest market in the league, and I think probably the best team in the East, even though Detroit's first place. I think the Knicks ultimately are probably the best team in the East. And then, you know, and the Orlando team was playing better. And so there you go.
All right. Did you see the Athletics front office rankings?
I did not.
Okay. Well, that's good. Who do you think is in the top five then? We'll have see if you can guess who this is. They asked 36 NBA executives for their top five, just off the top of your head, so we won't grade too harshly. Well,
Oklahoma City is number one.
Clearly.
Presumably. I think, you know, I know they're a little bit down. Are they? I would think Boston would be top five. They should be.
Boston's two.
Okay.
Boston's number two.
There we go.
You're killing it so far.
I would think, I don't know whether how much they're taking coaching into account on that. Maybe not at all, but it's all sort of organizational to some degree. I would think Miami would be pretty high.
Miami is still pretty high. Miami. Well, I was just scrolling down to look to see what was included before I looked at the actual. Before I go back, hold on. Let me get back to the rankings. Miami is four. So this is very impressive, Chris. Thunder one.
Three
Celtics
out of five.
Two.
Let's see if I can keep it going. I would say there's so much a halo. I don't know.
So much of this depends on the year and what is.
Well, I'm trying to think of what I think it should be versus what I think other people are going to say it should be.
Who would you have? Who do you? But this won't be your guess.
I'm going to guess the other two are Golden State and San Antonio.
So Golden State are both and San Antonio are both in the top 10, but they are 9 and 10.
Okay, Houston might be there.
Houston is three.
Okay, so I've got the top four then?
You've got the top four, Oklahoma City, Boston, Houston, and the Heat.
I mean, it could be New York.
New York's in there. New York's eight.
All right, so I'm underrating somebody relative.
You haven't guessed anyone who's not in the top 10. You've got three more that are in the top 10 that you have not named, and one of them is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5, 6, and 7, actually, are the three you haven't named.
All right. Well, just tell me who they are.
The Pacers. Pacers are five.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, it's sort of like out of mind because they're bad this year, but obviously they built that team that 100%. Got to the finals. And so, yeah.
Well, and they built it in the finals with trades, and you know, like they didn't luck into this. Is no San Antonio gets Wemby thing, right? So
that's a bad oversight on my part. Pacers clearly deserve to be there.
Cavs after that, and then Timberwolves. Timberwolves, interesting. Would you put the are there anyone there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Wolves, obviously, I mean, they made a big, bold trade that people weren't sure about, and followed that up with a second big, bold trade that people weren't sure about, and they made the conference finals 2 years in a row, so that's pretty good stuff. I think the draft stuff has not gone well the last couple of years in a way that they needed it to,
right?
Including a pretty bold move into the top 10 to take Rob Dillingham, which is not working out. I mean, they've done a good. They built a team that got to the conference finals 2 years in a row. I mean, I think most people would be very happy to do that. I think they're in a spot now where they're going to have to transition to something different. But yeah, no, they've done a good job and they've taken some bold swings and they've mostly worked out.
What do you think of the Cavs? Obviously, the Donovan Mitchell trade, like, massive, right? They pick up Jared Allen, and you know, Mobley, I think, was probably an obvious pick where they picked him.
Right. I mean, they built a team that was really good. I mean, they won 60 something games last year. They made a coaching hire that seemed to work out. I think the sense, you know, Garland's been hurt. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. There's the question there of, should they have pivoted away earlier? Were they not bold enough to be aggressive to sort of see over the horizon and see that they needed to shake it up coming out of, you know, back to back playoff?
By the way, I've never asked you this before. As we've talked about climate, and by the way, the Grizzlies were in the others receiving votes. They were behind Detroit others receiving votes. And then they were tied with the Nuggets as the next.
So this thing doesn't rank 1 through 30.
No, weirdly enough, it's you get 1 through 10, then you get others receiving votes, but then you get name some who were not top 10 who are on the upswing. So it's a totally different list of team, you know, on the upswing. And that's Atlanta and Detroit and Charlotte, new front offices, right? Or Toronto, right. Utah, Portland. It's a different list. Washington, and that's that list, and the Grizzlies aren't on that one. So the Grizzlies, they never discussed the Grizzlies because they're not on that list, and they're not on the top 10 list. They're on this others receiving votes thing. And it is kind of interesting. There's been a lot of turnover in front offices lately, including Dallas recently. Yeah. But do you – I've never asked you this before. Do you think there is any room for criticism of Zach Kleiman for not moving off of Ja earlier, not saying, you know what, this is a disaster, we have to move. We have to do this while he's still
hot. Yeah, but sure, but it's a hard criticism to make. You know?
I don't. I don't think – I think you had to ride Ja. I don't actually think there's much –
right.
I've wondered about it. Like – the true vision. It is
very hindsight.
Yes.
There are people who have had those thoughts. I can tell you, I mean, even going back 3 or 4 years, and, you know, I've had conversations with people about that kind of stuff, but I think that was a hard case to really make, at the time. You could make it, but it wasn't something that, like, so no, I think you can apply hindsight to that and say, well, you know, maybe you should have done this, sold high when you could, and blah blah blah. But that's not a case I would make.
I'm
now.
With you. I don't think it's. I don't think it's. You know, it would have been if you had. I mean, literally to go back. I don't know when you could have dealt him that he still had a lot of value. You know, I mean, honestly, after the gun stuff, he was diminished after that, right? So then
that's the thing. At the moment where you could have sold high, it would have seemed preposterous to most people.
It would have been a
Luka
kind of deal. Like, what the hell? What are you doing? You're trading one of the incandescent superstars. And then after the gun thing, then the reputation was already diminished at that point. So,
yep.
Now it's gotten lower since then. The value's gotten lower since then. As much because of injury, honestly, and play as anything else now, really. So, no, it's just something I've never brought up before because I don't think it's a fair criticism. I don't know of a single front office person who would have done that, and I don't think that Robert Parra would have allowed it, and I don't think I would have either had I been the owner. So, anyway. All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Do you, Jeffrey, think you can criticize them at all for not seeing
– can or should?
Well, should.
I do not. I think even if you want to talk about the sell high point, Well, then you would have been dealing with a question of why are you selling him now, and what are the odds that you're ever going to get a player that good again?
It would have been if they had at some point they knew he was a difficult player to manage. Okay, and if at some point before the gun stuff, they had said, you know what, Josh, too much, man. We're going to move him for a boatload of stuff, or whatever. People would have reacted to that trade with the same sense of disbelief that they reacted to the Luka trade, right? Not quite, but it would have been similar. What the hell? Like, what are they doing? They have a star that has dropped into their laps. Not just a star, a ticket selling machine, and you're getting rid of that in Memphis?
I think the key distinction, though, is how much of the Luka disbelief was simply trading him versus not even taking him to market.
Yeah, I think it was the stunning quality. They didn't get a boatload. I think that was part of it. Trading him itself was a massive part of it. Like in the end, if Luka had fallen apart,
yep,
the way that's sort of the only way that made sense. Is if Luka
was on a downturn,
did something like Ja did for different reasons, right? Because he drinks too much beer, or because he let whatever else is out of shape. Then they would look, see, we told you this was happening. That's sort of what the equivalent would have been. I don't like, you can criticize the front office for failing to add impact players by free agency or trade, but. And it'll be interesting. Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If Jaren proves never to be worth his $50 million, right?
Okay.
In 3 years or 2 years, you look up and like the Jaren we're getting is the Jaren that there is the only Jaren there is, right? There is there room to, if that's the way, and we'll hope it doesn't. We'll hope that Jaren regains his form and whatever else. Then is there room to say you shouldn't have done that deal? No one was saying it. Everyone was saying,
that's kinda,
gotta pay him. Hope we can pay him. Hope he takes our money.
I try to always apply the context at the time. And the context at the time was keep Jaren.
100%.
And they kept Jaren.
Yeah. And everyone wanted him to keep Jaren.
Right. And I also don't.
Even the Jaren haters wanted him to keep Jaren.
Well, there's a different question that you're asking, which is, the value of what you're paying and what you get. But I kind of think most of these guys wind up being overpaid. So if we're just,
by the time they get into that contract, unless they're,
so if we're simply talking about the value for what you get, it's entirely possible that Jaren never reaches that. But the question is, can he be better than what he's been this year? And I do think that that's not only possible, I think it's likely.
In terms of value for what you get, head on over to Robert Irwin Jewelers this holiday.
No better values.
No better. You can get a 5-carat lab-grown diamond band for $1,999. And by the way, you get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings with it. So you get a stunning 5-carat lab-grown 3-row diamond band plus diamond stud earrings. Or let's say you go with a 2-carat total weight natural diamond studs. Stunning. Oldest and most extraordinary treasure, natural diamond. 2-carat total weight natural diamond studs for $49.99. Make it a magical Christmas. Make it a magical engagement if you're thinking about getting engaged. Congratulations, by the way. They, whatever your style, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring for you, and they've got the meant-to-be guarantee, which is a 365-day, no-questions-asked return policy on custom-designed rings. It is the place to shop. It's where I'm going for Claire. It's where I went last year for Claire. 12 months interest-free financing or take up 60 months to pay. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. When we come back, Sam Hardiman joins the show. We'll talk to Sam about all the things going on in this city. Also, the Bills play the Pats this weekend. How about that, Jeffrey?
What a game.
What a game, what a game, what a game. MVP on the line in this game?
I don't know. But I think it's going to come down to him and Stafford. And they both got, Stafford's still got some really big games left.
Stafford or Matt. But if Josh beats, if Josh has a game week
exactly.
and beats the Pats, I think Josh moves into literally the favorite.
I mean, you know who always is my MVP.
He's always, he's this show's MVP. We'll talk to Sam when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Sam Hardiman. Sam Hardiman writes about the city of Memphis for the Daily Memphian, and he roots for the New England Patriots. And the Patriots host the Buffalo Bills this weekend. Sam, your thoughts?
I would say this is the game that I am the most excited for. Ooh. Could be 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, I think since Brady left. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think anything in the Cam Newton, Mac Jones, period.
What happened? Right after Brady left, did they suck immediately, or did they have some mediocre years?
They went to the Bills, beat
them in the playoffs.
They went to the wild card game with Mac Jones.
Yeah, So there was a playoff game. Yeah, you had a playoff game in there.
Yeah, but I wasn't that excited about that playoff game. I never bought the Mac Jones type. Like, I watched him in Alabama, and I'm like, this is our guy. Like, I never believed. And he obviously didn't have support. Like, he didn't have a legitimate offensive coordinator for most of that time. But still, just never believed.
By the way, speaking of which, whether one believes or not, we were talking about who's going to win the Heisman earlier and whether it's going to be Fernando Mendoza. And we all agreed it 100% is going to be Mendoza. Jay Harvey tweeted me, and I let both of you talk about this one. Mendoza, he said, Mendoza had 222 yards, one touchdown and one interception against Ohio State, and we say he had his Heisman moment. Arch had 208 yards, one touchdown and one interception against Ohio State, and we say he's a mediocre QB. What are we doing? Pavia deserves it over Mendoza, over 1,700 yards the last four games. I don't know if you've seen much of Mendoza, Sam. Do you believe in him, or is he Mac Jones?
I mean, I believe that he's a solid college quarterback. I don't think he should be, and this is obviously, I'm not paid for this. I'm paid to write about the city of Memphis.
We'll get to that.
I wouldn't draft him with the number one overall pick.
Jeffrey, where are you on that?
So, first off, Jay Harvey's doing the Lord's work out there.
He is going to win.
I understand if you just look at yards, touchdown.
He made some big winning throws.
He had the highest efficiency passer rating against Ohio State of all the whole year. I also don't think like the throws that he made. Tip my cap to him. Like it's one on one, no safety. Like throw it up to a receiver. Like those are not the throws that like when you always ask like when I'm not impressed by a guy. It's usually guy makes long throw to the outside with one-on-one. Like, that's not the stuff that really impresses me.
Right. Okay, well, let's ask a different question then. Redraft, Drake Maye's draft, those three quarterbacks. What's the right order now, Sam?
I mean, you want me to say Drake Maye, who is second in the league in passing yards, by the way, for your whole, like, shtick about,
has he,
like,
has he thrown never for got 300?
Has he still had a great league in passing yards?
Has he had a great – you know what's going to happen, Sam? This is the way. It's going to bite me in the damn ass. He's going to throw for 300 yards for the first time this weekend. And this little shtick that we've been having that he's never thrown for 300 yards is going to bite me in the ass.
Trying to get Drake 300 against the Giants. And then, like, he started, like, just missing by forcing throws.
That's right. That did happen.
Okay, what's the right order, though?
The right order, I mean, the right order is probably...
It's May.
You can't argue that the order was wrong. You can't argue the order was wrong. You can't argue that you put any of those guys as number one.
Oh, I think if
Caleb Williams looked really good last weekend.
No, I think if you...
Second half.
I think if you redraft right now, Drake Maye goes one. And not because he's better than Jaden, but because of the physical, they assume he will hold up better, right? And Caleb's three. Isn't that unless
you are truly worried about the slightness of Jaden Daniels.
Well, then you would put him three.
Correct.
I put him two behind.
Because Drake.
I put him behind Drake
Maye. Drake has not missed a start, correct?
Drake has not missed a start.
I don't believe Caleb's missed a start.
Yeah, the reason you put Jaden Daniels behind Drake Maye isn't.
They both had
sensational years.
Correct.
That's injury. So it's Maye first, Daniels two. Caleb three.
Yeah.
I think that's most likely. All right. I of course believe the Pats will destroy the Bills, but that's, you know, that's the way that I
are. We allowed to talk to each other on Sunday? Are we gonna text each other?
You shouldn't, because I probably won't. Like, for example, Sabres are dead to me, right? I don't know what they're doing. I haven't nothing in the
NHL. Check for you.
But no, do not tell me. But I know what happened last night because I couldn't miss it. Last night, the Sabres were beating the Oilers, and the Oilers tied the score with less than a second left. I only know that because it was thrown up on the Athletic email that they send out.
Listen, the Sabres are 5-5 in their last 10.
Yeah, that's not good enough. Okay, anyway, so this is disgraceful.
By the way, arguably the best NFL weekend.
So you can't text me. Great NFL weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, great NFL weekend. Sam, I want to talk about Operation Viper, but it's not called Operation Viper, according to your story. What is Operation Viper?
Yeah, so Operation Viper was an FBI-run and led operation that took place from late July to mid-September, essentially the days before it ended, the day of pretty much that President Donald Trump went on Fox and Friends and said he was sending in the National Guard to Memphis. and it was called Operation Viper by a bunch of elected officials, both U.S. Senators Hagerty and Blackburn, as well as both local Congressmen Cohen and Kutsoff, have called it Operation Viper. They've all praised it. And it resulted in about 500 arrests, 100-plus federal indictments. The FBI never really called it Viper in his emails talking about this, which I obtained, and we wrote about in the Daily Memphian, and said it called it Crime Team. But what it was an operation intended to root out gang members, to root out people that the Memphis Police Department, when asked by the FBI, said these people are likely doing bad things that are against the law. And as Assistant Special Agent Jeremy Baker told me, he said that it was designed to get the most impact as quickly as possible, to lock up as many known criminals as they could on charges that would stick.
And how did it do? Do you have any statistics to back up how
Yeah, I mean, like I said, 500 arrests, 131 federal indictments, I think 90-plus guns. The FBI had a 160-person target list that MPD largely designed, according to Baker, and about 80 of those people were, at the end of September, in state and local custody. A few were in federal custody, and three had died.
Just reading about it, honestly, it feels like, I mean, I don't know, like it feels like what law enforcement should look like focusing on really bad guys and getting them off the street. Who is Jeremy Baker? You interviewed Jeremy Baker? Because he, like, if you read the quotes here in the story, and I'd urge people to read the story, you're reading this, you feel like this is all very sensible. Like this is it seemed like it was efficient. It worked with local police to identify who to go after. Then the U.S. Attorney's Office was ready to immediately handle the stuff that needed to be handled in terms of in court. Who is Jeremy Baker? And I don't know. Did you get? Maybe this is editorializing. I got that impression that this sounded like a pretty slick operation.
Yeah. So Jeremy Baker is the assistant special agent in charge for the Memphis field office, or what is, you know, the Memphis FBI presence here, and he ran this operation. And you know what it was, and their plans were pretty simple. You know, Kash Patel, the FBI director, sometime in mid-May this year, you know, kind of came off the top rope and said, "Hey, there's a big old crime." I'm paraphrasing here. There's a big old crime problem down in Memphis. It's the homicide capital of America, which, depending on what statistic you read and what year, is true. But Baker and his operation were already sort of underway with local law enforcement. When Patel is saying these things, to work on this initiative, to be formulating, and as he said to me in our interview, you know, because I was asking him essentially about all these emails that he was sending to people about this, because I got those emails through a Public Records Act request. And so he was like, okay, the FBI was like, okay, you have the emails, we'll sit down and do an interview about this project, about this initiative.
So,
and so,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Well,
so I
was going to ask, we've seen a lot about the crime stats getting better in Memphis, both after the National Guard arrived and that surge. But then but the truth of the matter is, as you've reported, and the crime was going down even before then. And it sounds like it's partly because of efforts like this. Am I connecting the dots in an inappropriate way there?
I don't think you're connecting the dots in an appropriate way. You know, I asked Baker, you know, how much of, you know, the decline in crime can we attribute to this? And he said, you know, this is a law enforcement professional, right? It's complicated. You know, he knows what he's talking about. He said, right. It's complicated. But again, they focused on, you know, he essentially said to me, MPD knew where the gangs operated. They knew where the cliques operated. And so they went, you know, with search warrants, and essentially we're kind of looking, and he specified this, and it was very interesting. They were looking on really two types of charges, which was, if you're a felon, you're in possession of a firearm, that's illegal. We're going to lock you up for that. Okay. And then the other big charge that they used is a possession of a firearm and commission of a dangerous felony. So if there's drugs, if there's methamphetamine, if there's marijuana, all of which they found as part of this operation, we can see through the records we obtained, you can then lock somebody up for that. And so he was saying, you know, rather than the typical FBI, you know, initiative, which if anyone has watched The Sopranos, you know, involves, you know, going into somebody's house, setting up a wiretap, hoping they don't turn a fan on, and building a really long case. They were really focused on, in a short period of time, with the best information they had available, let's lock some people up.
I see. And so this was separate from the task force.
Very separate. Very separate.
And has it continued in the wake of the task force? Was the task force displaced it? What then happened with this operation?
The task force displaced it. It ended essentially the day, the same day, and this wasn't, it was just coincidence, the same day that the president went on Fox and Friends. It ended on September 12th. And the task force started on September 29th.
I see. That was just coincidence, though, that one had ended and one began? That was one was...
I mean, as I understand it, I mean, I asked Baker when he learned of the Memphis State Task Force and the National Guard, and he said when the public did. He learned when the president said it on Fox and Friends.
I see. Interesting. I'd heard people read the story over at the Daily Memphian. And then finally, Sam, and I do this, I'm wary, I'll be honest. I'm wary of asking you this next question.
Oh, boy.
Should we even discuss a debt cliff? I'm just afraid we're going to have people falling asleep on 240 and driving off the road, but it is important. So so this is what you do and why you're good at what you do. What the hell is a debt cliff, and why is it? It sounds like a bad thing. Why is it a good thing?
Yeah, so typically debt cliffs are bad things, but in a unique Memphis way, we've decided that a debt cliff is a positive thing by calling something that really isn't a cliff a debt cliff. And so let me explain to people. All right, all of us pay taxes to the city of Memphis, largely property taxes. Mm-hmm. If we imagine that those taxes are a river flowing into the city coffers, okay? And as they enter the city coffers, it breaks into two main smaller rivers. It's a pretty large river, which is the general expenses of the city. That's paving potholes, that's paying the police, that's, you know, fixing up the golf courses that I care about, yada, yada, okay?
Yep.
Next, you have the smaller offshoot, which is the debt service fund, which means all of yesterday's projects, the money we borrowed for Liberty Park, the money that has been borrowed for the convention center, okay, the money that's been borrowed for the Sheraton, the 100 North Main, and AutoZone Park, all of those things are bond payments the city has to pay for. So that money going into the city goes into that significant but smaller river. And so how much money the city has for general expenses every year depends on how much money it has to pay in debt and going to that debt service fund. So what the debt cliff is essentially a forward-looking projection of what the city of Memphis has to pay through the 2040s in debt every single year. And so next year, July 1st, 2026, the start of fiscal year 2027 is the start of what city leaders have been calling the debt cliff for the past 5 years, which means this year in fiscal 26, the city of Memphis is supposed to pay $160 million in debt on all the projects of the past that it needs to pay for, and the ones in the future that haven't even come out of the ground yet, but they borrowed money for. Okay? This next year, on fiscal 2027, those debt payments fall, hence the cliff. Well, you know, we're falling here. They fall to $114 million and then decline in the out years as you go forward. And so that is what the debt cliff is. And if anyone died, I'm sorry. Let me explain.
Sam, we appreciate your service. Thank you very much. You can read Sam's stuff in the Daily Memphian. Go Bills. Appreciate it. Sam Hardiman.
Go Pats.
He got the Go Pats in. You had to cut him off before he got the Go Pats in.
Equal time, Jeff.
We'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. If you're selling your house, Josh Heisaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty, that's where you should head. And listen, I talk about Josh Heisaw for a long time now, and Gary talked about him before me. And when I met him, I'm like, okay, he could really be so great. Well, he comes in, you sit down, and immediately you're impressed by the aggressiveness, by his marketing plans, all of that. And then lately, of course, he's in this tricky market. He's been doing this deal where instead of taking one of these out-of-town cash offers for dramatically less than your home is worth, he is offering to come out to your home. He'll look around. He'll size it up. Not going to ask you to do a million things to fix it up or spend a whole lot of money, and he will tell you what your house is worth and give you a full market offer for your home. If that sounds like the way you want to go, by all means, call or contact Josh Heisaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. It is joshhasthebuyers.com. Once again, that's Josh has thebuyers.com. Jeffrey, we have a massive week of NFL coming up. We got a lot of college coming up. We got a today. We've got the press conference.
Got a new coach introduction.
We got a new coach introduction, and we got John Morant gifting 250 lucky folks two tickets to Friday night's game against the Jazz. What else beyond all that is coming up on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Coach Hurd will be with them today. Jason Munn's going to join us from that introductory press conference on Jeffrey Wright and Company. David Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for now. Work is done.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.